Very nice rendition of the national anthem there, other than somebody's phone going off somewhere nearby. They had an old-time ringtone on it.
And Brett Kelezan could have put the mic down there for us.
Yeah, that would have helped. What was his name
Brett
again?
Brett Kelezan.
We'll go ahead and send it down to our PA announcer here at Dunlap.
For today's non-conference game between your Dunlap Eagle and the visiting Galesburg Silver Streaks. First, the starting lineup for the visiting Streaks of Galesburg. At guard, a 5'4 junior, number 3, Allison Mangieri. At forward, a 5'6 senior, number 12, Paige Klink. At guard, a 5'3 junior, number 30, Jessica Lieber. At forward, a 5'7 senior, number 34, Sadie Hamilton. Myra Diggins. And at center, a 5'8 senior, number 42, Sadie Hamilton. And now the starting lineup for your Dunlap Eagles, led by head coach Pat Garst. At guard, a 5'4 sophomore, number 5, Christine Morgan. At guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 21, Morgan Erickson. At center, a 6-foot sophomore, number 30, Liz Zaz. At forward, a 6-foot freshman, number 35, Bree Henson. And our senior guard wearing number 12, she's 5'9", Lexi Hobbs.
All right. I guess he was done. Shut the mic off and he was done. There's our starting lineups for this afternoon's contest. Streaks in their road black, trimmed in silver and white. The Eagles in their home white, trimmed in gold and maroon. Stepping into the center circle, 5'8", Sadie Hamilton for the Streaks. And Bree Henson, 6 foot, just a freshman for this very young Dunlap Eagles team. Glad to have you along here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14 and WGIL.com for Silver Streak Girls Basketball. The ball is up, tip one by the Eagles, goes into the backcourt, and this is Zaz. She'll get it across midcourt to Kristen Morgan. Out high right side, Lexi Hobbs out near midcourt, goes to the right baseline. This is Henson. Henson inside, goes to Zaz. Shot is partially blocked, gets her own rebound. Missed the second one, and the rebound comes down to Jessica Lieber, and wow! It was Kristen Morgan guarding her, lost her footing. Down and Jessica Lieber got called for a charge.
Huh.
That's interesting. Interesting way to start the game here. I mean, yeah, literally you saw she had kind of gotten her feet crossed as Jessica was running the ball down and whistle blew. And
who got that first shot up for?
That was Liz Zaz.
Liz Zaz. Now a foul on Myra Diggins. So another foul for the Streaks. The first one obviously not a team foul.
Two quickies there. 7:36 to play, first quarter, no score. Dunlap will inbound from the far sideline. It'll be Hobbs to do the honors. And it comes to Morgan. Morgan on the dribble, top of the circle. Goes to the right wing to Morgan Erickson. Right baseline, this is Zaz, 15-footer is an air ball. Rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton. Outlet to Jessica Lieber. Runs it across, downcourt pass. Myra Diggins running the floor. Stops down on the left block, came up short with it. And a rebound down to Henson for the Dunlap Eagles. Now this is Morgan with it down the right side. Got it down on the left block to Zaz. Or rather,
Erickson.
That was Erickson. Morgan Erickson got it on the pass and puts it up and in. And Dunlap leads 2-0. 7:05 to play here in the first quarter. Ball got knocked away on the far sideline. Streaks will inbound. Line change for the Streaks as Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, and Rainey Sibley check in. Jessica Lieber will stay on the floor with this group.
Did Myra get that first shot for the Streaks?
Yes, she did.
Okay. I'm just a little slow. We got a bar in front of us, so.
Yeah, see, I'm moving one of those things back there to sit on. The back behind us that would have us up above the bar.
We might have to try that at halftime.
Sharon Diggins drives right baseline, and the ball gets knocked away.
Streaks.
Yeah, I thought she got cut off on the baseline. I thought Sharon just lost the ball. It's either going to say it went off the leg of Erickson, though. Now Jessica Lieber inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks.
Well, when the ball came loose, it also hit Jessica while she was standing out of bounds.
Chloe Anderson, top of the key, out high left side to Rainey Sibley. Penetrates, now kicks back out to Chloe Anderson. Out high right side to Jessica Lieber. Top of the key, it's Casey Williams. Gives to Chloe Anderson, out right wing. Jessica Lieber, give and go. Casey Williams, right side, lays it up and got it. Nice offensive set by the Streaks. We are tied at 2. Casey Williams, a great game, especially defensively the other night with 5 block shots for the Streaks and especially in key times. This is Hobbs on the dribble. Right baseline leans in, and nice defensive play right there again by Casey Williams. Thought she might have gotten a piece of her, but she did go straight up. Got Hobbs caught under the basket. Her layup went off the bottom of the board.
Yeah, and that ball just trickled out of bounds to the Streaks as Hobbs was standing out of bounds. So when it came down, it kind of hit off, bounced up off her.
Back in, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton. Sharon Diggins stays on. Danny Teal in as Paige Klink fires a three from on high left side. That comes up short. Also, Chloe Anderson in for the Streaks. In the backcourt, on the dribble. This is Morgan with it. Gets it across midcourt right side to the right wing. It goes to Henson. Henson drives into the paint. Now kicks out to Hobbs out high left side. She'll fire the three, and it's good.
Yeah, very nice looking three at that.
Yeah, Hobbs is just an outstanding all-around player. Good ball handler. Can shoot inside or out. Now a nice look from Paige Klink to Chloe Anderson underneath running the floor on the left side. Laid it up too hard. Rebound comes down. And a tie-up between Danny Teal and Bree Henson and the possession arrow. The Galesburg Silver Streaks. Nice look from out near midcourt from Paige Klink to Chloe Anderson running the floor. Came up a little bit short on the shot. 5-2 Eagles, 5:55 to play first quarter. Left wing, Sharon Diggins gets to Paige Klink. Left baseline, fires a three. It's off the back iron, no good. Rebound bounces out long. Sadie Hamilton saves it inbounds, but Hobbs comes up with it for the Eagles. Lexi Hobbs in the backcourt, the only senior on this Dunlap roster. Carried the ball in travel, and the official shakes his head. No, I mean, right in front of the official, the ball went up by her head. Her hand went under it. She took a step, and he shakes his head no and does not call. And now there's a foul under the basket. I didn't even see who it went on. I lost. It was Chloe
Anderson. It goes against Chloe, yeah.
Wow. I mean, literally, she dribbled the ball up above her head. Then her hand went under it. She caught it, took a step, and then dribbled again. You could have had a carry. You could have had a double dribble. Yeah. You could have had a travel. And we didn't get any of the three. We get a foul on Chloe Anderson. Going to the free throw line is Liz Zaz.
Yeah, she didn't shoot any free throws in the first matchup between these two teams. She misses on the first there. 4 points, one rebound for Liz Zaz, a sophomore. Again, the only senior on this team is Alyssa Hobbs, and Lexi Hobbs, excuse me. Lexi Hobbs, interestingly enough, you know, on senior night is then the only person. That's got to be kind of special.
Yeah, no kidding. That would be. As Zaz hits the second of two and make it 6-2. Eagles, 5:33 to play here in the first quarter. Out between the circles, Casey Williams. Now Jessica Lieber on high left side. Goes to the top of the key. Fires a three from straight on. It bounces short. Rebound down to Hobbs. Near tie-up by Myra Diggins. Hobbs able to pull it away. Also, Allison Mangieri on the floor with this group. Top of the key. This is Morgan. Drives in. The runner in the paint is no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. No. Rebound tipped around. Finally, Casey Williams pulls it away for the Streaks. Gives to Jessica Lieber. She'll bring it across midcourt right at the center circle. 5:05 to play first quarter. Casey Williams between the circles out high right side to Myra Diggins. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Now to Casey Williams on the give and go. Casey lost a handle on it, though. Running down the right side of the lane. Pass may have been a little low, but Casey just didn't get a good grip on it. Lost it out of bounds. We'll go back the other way. I like what the Streaks are doing offensively, though.
Yeah, well, and that's a good look inside. You're right, Tom. And right there, a good job going right in after it. And Streaks, just unfortunately, Casey not able to reel it in. That's one that she's going to be able to hold on to for years to come, and she'll convert that.
Hobbs got it and traveled with it in front of the official again. No call. Got it. Gets it down to the left baseline. This is Henson. Can't hit the shot. Chloe Anderson with a rebound. Outlets to Sadie Hamilton. She'll give way to Jessica Lieber. Down court it goes to Sharon Diggins on the right baseline. Sharon dribbles in. Tried to get to Chloe Anderson down on the left block, but it was Morgan that got in there to knock it away. Streaks will have it down on the right baseline. 4:39 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 6-2.
Two Dunlap students dressed as, I suppose that's supposed to be officials,
yeah,
as they've taken white t-shirts and put black tape down it. I suppose that the reffing shirts were that expensive, but nonetheless, a very interesting way to dress for the game.
Not a real big student section here. Now Jessica Lieber, three-pointer right baseline. Ooh. Off the side of the glass, no good. And
that was one of the worst I think she's shot all year.
Yeah, that was just – I don't know if she just didn't get set or what on that one, but it'll be Dunlap bringing up the length of the court, 4:34 to play here in the first quarter. The only 2 points for the Streaks coming from a Casey Williams layup. Hobbs inbounds, and now timeout called by Pat Garst, 30-second timeout. I think he was worried about getting that that 5-second call. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, just off the square on North Broad Street in downtown Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Silver Streak road games, and today we're driving a 2011 certified pre-owned Nissan Altima. Very, very nice car, a little over 12,000 miles on it. It's a black, power seats, very, very nice ride out on the highway, six-cylinder, and great financing with all the pre-owned vehicles. 2008 to 2011 special financing rates In fact, I believe 48 months, 1.99%. So just some great deals and really, really nice certified pre-owned cars. There's a lot that goes into it being certified, all kind of inspections and a lot of things that go along with it being a Nissan certified pre-owned. So check all out all the selection of the certified pre-owns along with all the new Nissans from Galesburg Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Inbound pass knocked away by Rainey Sibley and got it over to the sideline, but couldn't quite get the handle on it, and her foot slid out of bounds as she was trying to run it down.
Well, a tough thing, as many cornerbacks can attest to, she's running down the court and tries to reach back up, go get it, and it kind of went off her knee and head towards that bounce. She just couldn't get there.
This is Zaz down on left block. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Jessica Lieber comes up with it. And it's knocked away by Hobbs. Streets will have it at midcourt. What a nice defensive play by Sadie Hamilton. That was when the arm actually did come down, but it was all ball on that one and got the shot blocked on the six-footer Zaz.
Well, Zaz all 0-for-3 now. Sadie's got three blocks, and two of them, I think, are against Zaz.
Emma Junk in for the first time for the Streets. So in there with Allison Mangieri, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, and Jessica Lieber. Right wing, Paige Klink fires a three. That's off the back rim, no good. Hobbs down with the rebound. Stolen away from behind by Myra Diggins to Jessica Lieber. Three-pointer out high on the left side is no good, in and out. And the rebound down to Hobbs again. And her outlet goes to Morgan, and she lost a handle on it. Ooh, and Jessica Lieber nearly able to reel it in. But as she reached for it, got a hand on it, but the ball fell out of bounds. So the Eagles will have it from just in front of their own bench. With 3:58 to play here in quarter number one, Streaks trail 6-2.
Streaks offense, again, just starting off sluggishly.
Morgan gets behind the Streaks defense, but misses the layup, gets her own rebound, misses again. And now Emma Junk, actually Jessica Lieber, gets the rebound now for the Streaks. Data goes to Paige Klink on the right baseline. Stops, kicks out to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. She lost her footing and got fouled. It's going to be a reaching foul on Hobbs. I wasn't sure about that one. Was faking go to the basket. That foot slipped out from under her. And Hobbs must have reached in there and picked up her first foul. That's the first team foul on the Eagles as we've got another line change. Danny Teal, Hannah Smith in for the first time. Sadie Hamilton, Sharon Diggins, and Chloe Anderson for the Streaks.
Well, this has to be mildly concerning for Coach Massey that now this is the third straight game that the Streaks have really started slow, counting the Bloomington game, through the UT game, now through this game, in which they just have started so slow shooting the basketball.
Yeah, and, you know, getting good looks. You know, right there, Sadie Hamilton gets blocked by Zaz, but they're going to call Zaz with the body. That's what he says, with the body. Had the hand up on the ball. They're going to say, I'm not sure the official was at a good angle to see that, but that was the call against
The baseline official was at a great angle to see it, and he didn't call anything. So that's a tough one for Zaz right there, because it looked like she was pretty straight up. Even if she got a little bit of body, not a whole lot.
And Sadie hits the first free throw. Third point for the Streaks, 3:31 to play here in the first quarter. It's now 6-3.
These guys remind me of the guys that dress up as umpires and sit behind the plate at the Blue Jay games.
Second one up and good as well for Sadie Hamilton. Her first 2 points of the ball game. Make it 6-4 Eagles. Morgan in the backcourt. The Streak bench wanted to travel. I'm not so sure.
Ooh, now, carry.
Another carry by Hobbs, and they didn't call it again. Now the ball knocked away by Sharon Diggins. Sharon comes up with it, lays it up and in, and that's what the Streaks need. The defense gets their offense going. We are tied at 6. Hobbs loses the handle, now gets it back, and gives way to Morgan, still in the backcourt. Finally gets it across in the center circle. Down on the right block, a pass off the mark. Actually, it was right through the hands of Morgan Erickson, and this is what the Streaks want to do. They want to get Dunlap going at a speed that they're not comfortable with. In for the Streaks, Casey Williams, Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, and Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber stay on the floor.
Well, they've definitely been successful at that when they've gotten the breaks. And, you know, that's what we've talked about. They need that offense to set up the defense. It's a catch-22.
Jessica Lieber, three-pointer, top of the key, in and out, no good. Myra Diggins steals a rebound away. She can't hit the easy one, and it comes down to Henson for Dunlap. Myra just having a tough time with it. Got some good shots the other night, just having a tough time. And at some point, it kind of gets into your head when you're trying to get those easy shots to fall. Now driving in, Henson, shot blocked by Casey Williams. Casey comes down with a rebound. Nice job, Casey, against the six-footer Henson. Top of the key, out high left side, Jessica Lieber dribbles right, goes to the wing, and gets to Paige Klink. Paige drives right baseline, gets inside, puts it up, shot blocked by Henson. Rebound goes to the floor, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. Paige was laying on the floor, had dove after the ball along with Erickson. I thought they were going to say, because Paige was out of bounds by that point, I thought they were going to say that the ball touched her as they went out of bounds, but they say it went off of Erickson. Last Streaks have it. 2:23 to play here in quarter number one. We're tied at 6. Allison Mangieri back in. She'll inbound from the right baseline to Chloe Anderson. Out high right side to Jessica Lieber. Right baseline, Sharon Diggins has the ball knocked away by Henson, and Henson steals it. Nope, they're going to say she stepped on the end line. Nice quick hands there shown by the 6-foot freshman Brianna Henson to slap it away from Sharon Diggins. Also Sadie Hamilton on the floor for the Streaks as Jessica Lieber inbounds to Sharon Diggins on the right wing. Back to the right baseline, Jessica Lieber fires a three. That's off the back iron, no. Rebound bounces out long. Hobbs beats Sadie Hamilton to it, but her outlet pass stolen away by Sharon Diggins. Now Jessica Lieber, tab of the key. Looks for help, gives to Chloe Anderson out high left side. She'll fire the three, that's short. And a rebound comes down to Hobbs. Three on one break for Dunlap. Hobbs, nice look underneath to Morgan, and she lays it up and in and make it 8-6. Dunlap with 1:50 to play first quarter. Sharon Diggins back the other way, runs down the right side, up off the glass, can't hit, but the foul's gonna go against Bree Henson. Nice job by the run. There's no way Henson was gonna be able to get back and actually get set, so Sharon went right at the hoop, and Henson moved along with her, got her with a body, so Sharon goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Well, a good job by the Streaks getting back, but you know, you'd like to see them start converting some of these shorter ones. That way you could set up the defense and start to put some more defensive pressure on this team.
8-7 as Sharon hits the first. Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Casey Williams in for the Streaks. Sharon Diggins at the free throw line. And her second shot is in and out, no good. Rebound comes down, goes to the floor. Myra grabs it away, and she gets it up off the glass and in. There you go. That's the one that's going to get Myra going right there. And the Streaks have their first lead, 9-8, 1:39 to play first quarter. Inbounds to Morgan. Morgan in the backcourt on the run, knocked away by Myra Diggins. Morgan gets it back. Now it's knocked away by Sharon Diggins. Hobbs gets it back, three-on-one breakdown, and it should have been a travel. No call there down on the baseline. Now this is Michelle Anderson with it to Morgan. Morgan, nice look underneath to Zaz on the left block. Her shot is too hard. Rebound goes to the floor, and it's grabbed by Rainey Sibley. Outlets to Paige Klink. Paige back to Rainey across midcourt left side. Now Paige Klink has it right of the center circle. And
they missed Sharon. Sharon was wide open on the wing.
Now it's Paige Klink out between the circles with it. Looks for the back door. Can't find Myra. Now gets to Sharon Diggins on the right wing. She'll drive baseline. Now picks up. And her pass is knocked away and stolen by Zaz. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. This is Hobbs on the dribble across midcourt right of the center circle with 50 seconds to play. Right wing, this is Morgan. Morgan back to Hobbs, top of the key. Thought about the three, dribbles right to the right runner in the paint is up. And that's short. Rebound to Zaz. Up off the glass, no. And another rebound over the top. This is
Taiwo.
Daniela Taiwo has her first basket, make it 10-9. Dunlap, left wing, Rainey Sibley to Casey Williams, top of the key. Penetrates right side, kicks out to Sharon Diggins for the three from the right wing, and that's good. Nice job by Casey Williams, penetrated inside the lane, drew the defender, and now a travel on Hobbs on the inbound, and the Streaks will get it back with 21.1 to play, but Casey Williams drove down the right side of the lane, drew the defender, saw Sharon wide open on the right wing, and she nails the three, make it 12-10 Streaks, 21.1 to play first quarter, as Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, Chloe Anderson, Sadie Hamilton check back in. Paige Klink stays on the floor for the Streaks. Inbound through the hands of Sadie. And Morgan travels with it. Thank you very much. They're going to call that one. Morgan stole the inbound away, but she traveled with it. And the Streaks are going to get it back down on the right baseline again.
Well, four turnovers now for the Streaks, but six for the Dunlap Eagles.
18.1 to play in the quarter. Inbound to Chloe Anderson down on the left block. Comes up short on it. And a rebound to Morgan for Dunlap. Carried it again. No call. And now she traveled. She dribbles with that left hand. The second dribble every time comes up by her head, and they're not calling the carry on it. But after she picked it up that time, then she got called for the travel. As Sharon Diggins and Myra Diggins check in for Chloe Anderson and Allison Mangieri. 11.6 seconds to play first quarter. Streaks lead 12-10. Back in for Dunlap. Anderson goes out 5-2, replaced by 6-foot as Henson checks back in. Sharon Diggins inbounds to Jessica Lieber on high right side of the right baseline. Wide open three for Sharon, and that's off the back iron, no good. Rebound Sadie Hamilton gives to Sharon Diggins, right wing. Runner in the paint, splits the defenders up too hard. Rebound tipped around, finally run down by Hobbs for Dunlap, and time runs out. And we have played one quarter of basketball. It was a slow start for the Streaks, but after one, it is Galesburg 12, Dunlap 10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The continuity of care there really does help their progress because the therapist knows them, they know where they started and what their issues are so that they can continue to manage them in a consistent fashion.
Jan Glasnovich, physical therapist and director for OSF St. Mary Medical Center's Rehabilitation Department and her team of therapists, get you started while you're still in the hospital to decrease recovery time.
If we do see a patient here in the hospital, we can carry over their services in the same facility and oftentimes with the same therapist after they're discharged from the hospital and come in for outpatient therapy.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Hey, Illinois fans, don't miss an opportunity to see Fighting Illini men's basketball in action this season. Bruce Weber's Fighting Illini team of 8 returning letter winners and a national top 15 recruiting class has a great home schedule remaining, including a rigorous Big Ten slate. Tickets are still available for every home game, so don't miss this chance to catch Illinois basketball. Get your tickets now at FightingIllini.com or call 866-ILLINI1. Go Illini!
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. Monday night on the WGIL Evening News, Gary Lay on the upcoming solar and wind energy workshop that could get you off the grid. 5:20 Monday on WGIL.
Back at Dunlap High School, after one quarter, Streaks lead 12-10. Turnover to start the second quarter, and then a foul called on Morgan. That's her first, 14 fouls now on the Dunlap Eagles.
You know how many rebounds Hobbs had in that first quarter?
How many?
7.
Wow. She had 24 the first time we met. Now an inside pass from Jessica Lieber to Sadie Hamilton. Shot was partially blocked. Streaks are going to get it back. I think it was Henson that got a piece of that one. So Streaks will inbound from their own right baseline. 7:46 to play first half. Galesburg leading 12-10. Jessica Lieber to inbound. She's in with Sadie Hamilton, Allison Mangieri, Paige Klink, and Myra Diggins. And Allison Mangieri on the left wing to Jessica Lieber left baseline. Penetrates in from the left side into the paint. Shot up on the back of the iron. No good. Hobbs down with a rebound, but her outlet pass right to Jessica Lieber. She lays it up off the right side, puts it up and in. Her first basket of the ball game. Make it 14-10 Streaks. Now a whistle and a reach foul on who? Was it Sadie? Yeah, Sadie Hamilton got called for a reach on Hobbs there. That's her first. 14 fouls now on the Streaks with 7:31 to play here in the first half. Hobbs inbounds to Henson into the backcourt. She'll hand off to Morgan. Morgan lost a handle, gets it back. Now gets it across midcourt right side. Right wing it goes to Erickson. She fires a three-pointer. That's off the mark. Rebound comes out long on the left side to Hobbs. Hobbs gets it down to Zons on the block, kicks it out to Henson for an 18-footer on the left baseline. It's in and out, no good. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound for the Streaks. Galesburg on the run. Jessica Lieber's long pass knocked away by Hobbs. Morgan gets it back to Hobbs, and it's a two-on-two break. Hobbs, nice look underneath, and a shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Ooh. And he's going to say with a body, her body was nowhere close. Sadie got, I mean, there was space between the two. Sadie got up there and got the block, but got called for her second foul. And it on Erickson. It was a nice look from Hobbs to Erickson. Actually, Hobbs probably should have taken that one in and taken the shot, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. But a great job by Sadie getting that block. Unfortunately, like you said, got called for that foul. Erickson misses on the first free throw. When these two teams met the first time, Erickson had 4 points and a pair of rebounds.
And it was kind of a late whistle because she made the block and they were fighting for the rebound. Then the whistle blew and he called Sadie with the body. 6:59 to play first half. Second shot in and out. No good. Casey Williams down with a rebound. She's in there with Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, and Chloe Anderson. Now Sharon gets fouled going to the basket. Nice look for the right side from Jessica Lieber with Sharon running the floor. Foul goes against Kristen Morgan. That's her second. And Sharon Diggins goes to the free throw line with 2 shots. She's 1 for 2 of the ball game. 6 points for the Streaks, who lead 14-10. 6:53 to play first half. First free throw a little bit short for Sharon.
She's now 1 of 3 from the stripe.
Tewu checks back in for Dunlap. She replaces Morgan Erickson. Tewu, 5'10 sophomore for this Dunlap team. A lot of size on this team, a lot of youth on this team. 3 juniors, 1 senior. Second shot up and good for Sharon Diggins. Make it 15-10. Full court pressure. Morgan on the dribble. Knocked away by Rainey Sibley. I thought maybe Morgan still had a hand on after Rainey touched it, but it's going to go back to Dunlap in midcourt.
Streaks on a small 6-0 run right here. That's what's procured them this 5-point lead.
Now Hobbs across midcourt left side. Dribbles to the center circle and picks up. Now gives right side of the center circle to Morgan. Right baseline it goes to Henson. Henson, nice look underneath to Zons on the left block. Puts it up and rolls off too hard. Rebound Sharon Diggins. Sharon Diggins on the run right side. Stopped on the wing. No hesitation. Dribble goes baseline. Now kicks out to Casey Williams. Top of the key. She'll fire the three. It's off the back iron. No good. Rebound Jessica Lieber. Gets it to Casey Williams right of the center circle. Back to Jessica Lieber out between the circles. Nice hustle by the Streaks going after the loose ball. Chloe Anderson, Jessica Lieber, right wing, give and go to Casey Williams down on the right block, lost a handle on it, got it back, and she gets fouled by Tewu, and I'm not sure. Oh, they're going to give her 2 shots also.
Well, I'll tell you what, if the foul on Sadie down at the other end was a foul, that block,
yeah,
then that one definitely was too, because it was almost the exact same kind of play.
And Casey was trying to gather herself to go up for the shot. She had not yet done that, but she's going to get two shots here at the line. Casey with 2 points on a basket early. First free throw rolls off, no good. 6:15 to play first half. Streaks leading 15-10 as Paige Klink and Danny Teal replace Rainey Sibley and Jessica Lieber. Casey Williams, 5'7 freshman for the Galesburg Silver Streaks at the free throw line. Second shot off the mark. Rebound comes down to Henson for Dunlap. In the backcourt, Morgan trapped up, lost a handle on it. Streaks actually got knocked away by Sharon Diggins. Then Morgan hit it last, knocked it out of bounds. Streaks will get it back on a Dunlap turnover with 6:08 to play here in the half. Danny Teal will inbound from the far sideline for the Streaks. And now we've got a whistle. What is the delay? I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, now they're going to go ahead and the official on the near side blew the whistle and stopped him. Then now the Streaks have inbounded. This is Paige Klink out high left side to Sadie Hamlin. Sadie goes down the left side of the lane, puts up the runner, partially blocked by Chewu. No good, but the rebound comes down to Sharon Diggins, and she lays it up and in. And make it 17-10 streaks. Now a steal by Sharon Diggins, but she tried to pass underneath to Chloe Anderson. Hobbs returns a favor and steals it away. Hobbs on the dribble. Down to the right baseline. Puts up the 10-footer, no good. Rebound to Taywoosh. Her 5-footer, no good. And it's Sadie Hamilton down with the second rebound for the Streaks. Sadie gives to Paige Klink across midcourt, left of the center circle. Now dribbles right and gives to Sadie between the circles. 5:35 to play first half. Streaks lead 17-10. Paige Klink on the dribble out high on the right side. Bounces and now sets up the offense for the Streaks. She'll give to Chloe Anderson on the right wing. Out high right side to Sadie Hamilton. Now Paige Klink between the circles. Dribbles right to the free throw line. Drives in, gets hammered by Henson. Nice job by Paige. Henson wasn't going to be able to get set either, so Paige went up with it, and Henson got a little bit hurt on that one. It was quite a collision there. Paige Klink's going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
Yeah, she looked a little shaken up there, but she's getting back up.
So Paige Klink yet to score in this ball game. She'll be at the free throw line with two shots. Had 16 the other night. First one off the back iron, no good. Had 16 the other night in the loss up at United Township. 4 3-pointers in the game, and she was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. So 4 of her last 5, but missed the one here, though, so far. Back in, Allison Mangieri, Myra Diggins for the Streaks. Also Casey Williams and Paige Klink. Second one bounces off, no good. Taewoo down with a rebound. Streaks lead 17-10 with 5:16 to play in the first half. Now Hobbs down on the left block, gets it to Erickson on the right block. She can't hit the shot. Rebound tipped around. It's going to go off of Casey Williams last. She and Myra were there. Couldn't get a handle on it, and the ball tipped out, and Dunlap will have it on their own left baseline as Jessica Lieber replaces Paige Klink with 5:10 to play here in the first half.
This game looks a lot like that first game. If Dunlap could convert those bunnies, they would have the lead, and just they've kind of struck out on trying to convert a lot of easy shots.
Yeah, Zaz and Henson right under the basket, point blank, have not been able to get some to fall. And not just those two, but now a steal by Myra Diggins in the paint. Just took it right away from Taewoo.
11 turnovers for the Eagles.
Jessica Lieber across midcourt right side to Paige Klink. Now it is Casey Williams between the circles. Now Jessica Lieber down the right side of the lane, lays it up. No, but she's fouled by Taewoo. Jessica Lieber goes to the free throw line with two shots. And this is it's good to see the Streaks being aggressive going to the basket. They know they're going to get the call on the contact, and they're getting to the free throw line. We just got to convert.
Well, and also a good matchup for the Streaks in that Jess is going to have to work. She's got Lexi Hobbs on her. This is going to really challenge Jess's abilities, and that's that you want to see that. You want to see her mature. Yeah. She's got a speed advantage, but she does not have, obviously, the height or athleticism advantage necessary.
Yeah, and Hobbs is really coming out and defending hard. As soon as Jess hits midcourt, she's right there all over her. First free throw good. Second one good as well for Jessica Lieber. She's got 4 now. Make it 19-10 Streaks. Inbound comes to Michelle Anderson, 5-2 guard. Now to Hobbs, still in the backcourt. Now to Anderson, who nearly didn't get to it. Now back to Hobbs, and they finally get it across midcourt right side. Wide open under the basket, left side. Shot blocked, though, by Casey Williams. Wide open, seemingly, was Morgan Erickson. Casey Williams got there last minute, went up off 1 foot, and tipped that shot away. Right baseline, Myra Diggins with it outside the three-point arc to Casey Williams. Now Jessica Lieber out between the circles to the right wing to Paige Klink. She'll fire the three. That one banks in from out high on the right side. And that's what got her going actually the other night at United Township. Yeah. She banked one in from just about the same spot. Now Jessica Lieber with the steal in the paint. Runner is short. Rebound comes down to Allison Mangieri on the left baseline. Jessica Lieber, left wing, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound Allison Mangieri, leans on, no, but she gets fouled by Erickson. That's going to be her first foul, and Allison Mangieri will go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. And that's now, I believe, nine team fouls now on Dunlap with 4:10 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 22-10.
And 12 turnovers now for this Dunlap squad.
Allison Mangieri's first shot is up, and that is good. Nice, good arc on that one. Nice backspin and follow through and make a 23-10 Streaks as Sharon Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, Hannah Smith, and Chloe Anderson check back in for the Streaks. 23-10, the Galesburg lead. Second shot for Allison Mangieri. Up, that one is perfect.
That was very nice arc. If she could get that arc on her three-pointer, she'd be hitting much better percentage. We've talked about that she's kind of gone through this funk where she's shooting a lot of line drives. That's the kind of arc she needs on her threes.
As she's replaced by Rainey Sibley, inbound comes to Erickson. She traveled with a no call, gets to Anderson running down the left side, and she lays it up and in.
And that breaks a 14-0 Streaks run, or 15-0, excuse me.
Mega 24-12 Streaks, just under 4 minutes to play first half. Sadie Hamilton, top of the key, hesitation dribble down the right side of the lane, now kicks out to Sharon Diggins on the right baseline. Back to Sadie, posted up on the block, backs down Zaz, can't hit the shot. Zaz may have gotten a piece of it, now Zaz down with a rebound, and a reach is going to be called. I think it's going to go against Sharon Diggins. Yeah, it does go against Sharon. That'll be her first foul. Or as the PA announcer said, Sharon. First foul on Sharon. 16 fouls now on the Streaks. 3:48 to play here in the first half. 24-12, the Galesburg lead. Pass to Hobbs across midcourt right side. Gets it to Zaz running the floor down the left in the paint. Now picks up and kicks out to Erickson. Top of the key, three-pointer off the back iron, no good. Anderson down with a rebound down on the left side. Takes it out to the wing and gives to Erickson. Now this is Morgan, drives right, gives to Hobbs, three-pointer, right wing. That is in and out, no good. Rebound Sadie Hamilton for the Streaks. Sadie will bring it up herself across midcourt, right of the center circle, and hands off to Hannah Smith out between the circles. Hannah on the dribble, got Hobbs on her now. And yeah, Hobbs, I saw that one coming. She came up with those long arms and just went and swatted it away from Hannah Smith. Definitely got to protect the ball against this young lady.
Well, and, you know, that's a tough matchup for
just
Hannah
about
right there. Yeah, but definitely for Hannah and...
Inbound comes to Jessica Lieber, Emma Junk in as well, Myra Diggins, Allison Mangieri, and Paige Klink for the Streaks. Right baseline, Myra Diggins to Emma Junk. Now Jessica Lieber, top of the key. She'll fire the three from straight on. That one short. Rebound. Myra Diggins rips it away from Hobbs. Can't get the shot. Gets the second one. Puts that one up and in. Second basket for Myra Diggins and Mega 26-12 Streaks. 3 minutes to play, first half. Inbound comes to Erickson in the backcourt. Now this is Morgan with it. Gives to Zaz, and Zaz lost a handle on it, but... Morgan right there and got it back for Dunlap. Now it's Erickson, top of the key, drives in, gives to Anderson on the right baseline, 10-footers up, bounces off, no good. Over the back, Zaz for the rebound, puts it up and in.
Over the back was the operative term there.
Yeah, right over the back of Myra Diggins to get that rebound. Myra had no chance on that one once she kind of climbed her back and went over the top. Now Allison Mangieri drives down the left side, gets knocked to the floor, no call. But Myra Diggins with a rebound. Now Jessica Lieber, top of the key, dribbles right, gets a pick from Emma Junk, now brings it back out between the circles. 2:20 to play first half, 26-14 Streaks. Paige Klink to Emma Junk. Now it's Jessica Lieber, top of the key, dribbles right, gives to Paige Klink on the right baseline, fires a quick three, that's short, and the rebound comes down to Zaz for Dunlap. Zaz looking to outlet, finally hands off to Morgan and nearly dribbled out of bounds, and she does. She stepped on the end line. Nice job by Allison Mangieri. Cut off the baseline there, and Morgan just went down and stepped out of bounds, so the Streaks get it back on a Dunlap turnover with 2:06 to play in the half.
13 turnovers now for this Eagle squad.
Chloe Anderson, Sadie Hamilton, Danny Teal, Hannah Smith, Sharon Diggins in for the Streaks. Anderson, Henson back in for Dunlap as Erickson goes to the bench. Top of the key, Danny Teal with it, hands off to Hannah Smith. Hannah picks up the dribble, gives to Sadie Hamilton between the circles, out high right side to Chloe Anderson. Right wing Hannah Smith to Sadie Hamilton down the right side of the lane. Layup is up and too hard. Hobbs down with a rebound. Nice play again by the Streaks. Sadie just a little bit too much on that one. Now it's Morgan in the backcourt. Gets to Hobbs and it's going to go out of bounds on the sideline. Bad pass from Morgan to Hobbs. She wasn't able to control it. And the Streaks will get it from in front of the Dunlap bench with 1:47 to play in the half, leading 26-14. Hannah Smith will trigger the offense for the Streaks, working against Hobbs. Now gives to Sadie Hamilton. Now high left side, blows by Zaz. Lost a handle on it, got it back. Zaz blocked the shot, though, and the rebound comes down. Sadie rips it away from Henson, goes to the floor. Now Sadie gets it to Danny Teal in the paint. Runner is no good. Rebound, Sharon Diggins has it knocked away by Hobbs, but the Hobbs stepped on the end line again. Nice hustle by the Streaks, really going after and fighting for every single loose ball. They're a little bit different than what we saw the first two and a half quarters the other night.
Yeah, definitely. We've seen a lot more energy. And, you know, I'm looking, the Streaks' biggest lead, it looks like the last time these two teams met was 10-0. I got up to a 10-0 lead before Dunlap stormed back to take the lead into the second, third, and fourth quarters.
Back in for the Streaks, Jessica Lieber. She'll fire the three from the right baseline. That short rebound comes out long to Paige Klink. Also, Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins. Casey Williams in for Galesburg. Jessica Lieber right of the center circle. Gives to Paige Klink out high on the right side. Now to Casey Williams between the circles. Out high left side. Jessica Lieber stops at the free throw line. Hesitates. Now goes down the right side of the lane. It just opened up. She did that hesitation dribble and the defense just kind of split open there. She took advantage. Drove down the right side. Laid it up and in. Make a 26-14 Streaks with 105 to play in the half. Nice look from Hobbs to Zaz under the basket. And we're going to have a foul on the floor. Reach is going to be called on Casey Williams. Zaz should have just, I don't know why she just, when she got that pass from Hobbs, why she didn't just take it straight up, but she decided she wanted to drive into the paint. She was actually going away from the basket. She was down on the block and came back toward the middle, but toward the free throw line as well. First foul on Casey Williams, 17 fouls on the Streaks. So one in bonus, Zaz hits the front end.
She's now 2-3 from the free throw line to make it a 28-15 Streak lead.
So 4 points for Zaz. 102 to play here in the first half. Galesburg got boys basketball coming up later on here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Second shot up, and that bounces off no good. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound. Boys at Blue Island Eisenhower, south suburbs of Chicago. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee, 6:10 pregame, 6:30 tip-off here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Give and go. Sadie Hamilton to Jessica Lieber, back to Sadie, but it got snatched away. And this is Morgan on the run down the left side. Sharon Diggins got a hand on it. And now we're going to have a jump ball between Sadie Hamilton and Henson on the rebound. Possession arrow pointing toward the Streaks. So nice job defensively as Morgan looked like she's going to have an open layup. Sharon Diggins came from the right side to the left side, got a hand on it, knocked it, at least bothered Erickson on that layup.
40 seconds left. You think the Streaks are going to hold for one?
I'm thinking not, the way they're looking. Sharon Diggins, top of the key, fires a three. And
we're going to get a foul on Myra, I think, on the screen.
Yeah, that was the retaliation foul there because, was it Henson had pushed off? Because Henson did the exact same thing before that. Myra got caught pushing off. It's Henson had kind of grabbed and pushed her, and Myra got caught. It's always the second time around. That's going to be the second foul on Myra. 31.9 to play.
Halftime, Tom will run down some of the local girls basketball players that have committed, as it's that time of the season.
Oh, yeah, it is. As the ball gets knocked away on the baseline by the Streaks, and Dunlap will have it back on their own left baseline with 23 seconds to play. 28-15 Streaks lead. Hobbs will inbound from the left baseline. Got to watch for the alley-oop with the 2 6-footers in there. And, yep, there it goes. Right to Zaz in the paint on the left side. Nearly knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. Zaz down the left block. Air balls the shot, but gets her own rebound. Puts up the 5-footer. Another air ball, and this time Jessica Lieber with the rebound. Down it goes to Sharon Diggins on the right baseline. Drives in and... lost a handle on it. Boy, she collided with Morgan there and lost a handle on it. They're just going to say that she lost it out of bounds. No call on the contact with 10 seconds to play in the half as Rainey Sibley will come in, and she will replace Paige Klink.
Even if you don't call the contact right there, I'm pretty sure that went off actually Anderson's foot, because when Anderson fell backwards after the contact, it looked like the ball hit her foot and trickled out of bounds.
And it comes to Morgan. Ooh. Just tips it ahead. Nice play. And Henson down the left side, knocked away by Rainey Sibley.
Oh.
Boy, that was a really nice play by Henson. If she would have grabbed the ball and come down with it, or rather Morgan, she wouldn't have had time to get an open look to Henson, but she just tipped it down there. But a nice defensive play by Rainey Sibley, but Rainey came down on the baseline. And it comes to Morgan. Left wing, drives to the free throw line, passes to Zaz. 14-footer from the right side is no good. Rainey down with a rebound, and we have played one half of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks looking pretty good here in the first half. 28-15, the Streaks lead coming up. We'll run down our halftime stats. We'll talk about the upcoming schedule, and as Eric mentioned, talk about some players who have committed to further their careers in college basketball coming up as well. At the half, it is Galesburg 28, Dunlap 15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Grady Insurance for more information today to start saving.
Hey, guys. Talk to me. How did it go?
Oh, amazing.
Really? They bought it?
No.
The client hated it. But they brought McDonald's breakfast to the meeting. Mm-hmm. I had a sausage McMuffin with egg. Mary had the oatmeal.
Oh, so good.
Seriously, the one time I couldn't make it.
I know, right?
Brighten your morning perspective with the hot and savory goodness of McDonald's sausage, gravy, and biscuit. It's only here for a limited time, so get it while you can. Only at McDonald's. Participation may vary.
For new cabinets, call 555-1212. For new flooring, press 12. For appliances, please hang up and call 555-1212.
Remodeling can be very difficult, especially when you have to work with so many people. One for this, one for that, one for the other. Well, you can make things a whole lot easier. When remodeling your kitchen or bath, call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. You'll deal with just one person, your own personal remodeling consultant, from floor to ceiling.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Dunlap Eagles 28-15 here this afternoon. The next to last season game for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They'll wrap up the regular season coming up on Thursday night at home, John Thiel Gym. It'll be senior night as the Streaks will play host to the Washington Panthers, also out of the Middle Illini Conference. So pretty good first half from the Streaks. Another slow start offensively for the Streaks, but able to get things cranked up. And that's, you know, that's the thing. We've said it time and time again this season, Eric, is the Streaks have to get a couple of easy baskets to get into that full court pressure defense. And once they get that cranked up, that helps the offense get going as well.
Yeah, definitely. And that's exactly what we saw. You're 100% right, Tom. And, you know, sometimes it goes with it. And sometimes, you know, you start hitting shots and the defense sets up. Or sometimes, you know, the other team's just sloppy enough with the ball that it can jumpstart by way of defense. And I think we saw this more jumps the offense start the jumpstart because of the defense and vice versa. And that was really key for the Streaks to get going. And, you know, you got yourself behind early, and granted, it wasn't by any means a large deficit. The most they were down was 6-2. But nonetheless, you were down. Felt like you were in another battle, and the Streaks were able to get a 13-point lead going into the half. Now, this team obviously talented enough to come back from that, but you've got to go into the half with a little confidence, and I think that's exactly what the Streaks are doing.
You know, the thing that kind of surprised me in the first half, Lexi Hobbs is a little bit different player than we saw early on. I mean, she basically was a one-man show against the Streaks' full-court pressure and just handled the ball herself and just dribbled through it and was finding open players under the basket time and time again. And as you said in that game, they missed a lot of those easy shots, but she had 24 points in that game. She was aggressive offensively. Streaks, I mean, partially you got to credit the Streaks also. They're doing a good job on her when she's handling the ball, but she isn't handling it as much or as well in the backcourt. A lot of the ball handling in the backcourt's been done by Kristen Morgan, and she's had some troubles with it, but we've even seen Hobbs have some problems with the Streaks pressure. So something a little bit different from her, but I guess you got to give the Streaks some credit for bothering her.
Well, and I think the other side of that as well is probably part of it is Coach Garst wanting to develop some ball handlers, because this is Lexi's last year.
Yeah.
So you need somebody not only for the rest of this year just to take pressure off of Lexi, but also for the coming years to have somebody else that can bring the ball up, especially against presses. And, you know, this is a young squad, as you've been talking about, and, you know, you need to find that person that's going to take you next year and beyond.
Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Streaks boys fell last night at Quincy. 66-57 was the final on that one. They're back in action tonight at Blue Island Eisenhower. 6:10 for the pregame with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee here on WGIL and WGIL.com. The Galesburg sophomore girls lost here earlier today. 61-55 was the final in that game. Illinois Fighting Illini basketball coming up tomorrow here on WGIL. They'll take on the Northwestern Wildcats at Assembly Hall. That'll be a 1:30 pregame, 2 o'clock tip-off from Assembly Hall. Also, as Eric had mentioned, several young ladies have signed letters of intent to to continue their college basketball careers. Some of the streaks have seen this year, some they haven't. One being Lexi Hobbs. In fact, well, two of the best players we've played against this week, Lexi Hobbs and Michaela Fallon of United Township, both going to one of the very good junior college programs in the nation, Kirkwood Community College out in Cedar Rapids. Both of them heading to Kirkwood. So that's going to be quite a backcourt with a couple of 5'9 girls that can handle the ball. They can go in. They're going to go out. That'll be impressive for Kirkwood. Also, another young lady from this area, Jerrica Hawkins. Not sure what school she played at. It says Lutheran Association. I'm not sure if she's playing somewhere here locally in the Peoria area. She's also going to Kirkwood. Jemiah Carpenter streaks off from Peoria Central. She's committed to UIC, University of Illinois Chicago. Her teammate, Denisha Womack, who the streaks did not see, she was suspended when the streaks played Peoria University. Maggie Cunningham out of Peoria Richwood. Streaks, remember her from last year in the sectional. She's heading to a Division II program, Quincy University. She'll play for the Hawks. So congratulations to all these young ladies continuing their careers. And it just kind of shows the level of strength of schedule that the streaks play against, the level of competition we see.
Definitely. And, you know, and just another note, all those players play on the same AAU squad. So just imagine the strength of their AAU squad. The Heart of Illinois is the name of for those that do want to go on and play at the next level is, you know, play as much basketball as possible, but also play against top level competition.
Right.
And when you're playing with that kind of quality, that's always a big thing too. And not only to mention the fact that Lexi Hobbs is also one of the better track athletes here at the school as well. And Tom would know that more than I would.
She's state qualifier, and I believe she placed last year in the long jump, and a couple times she's done that. We'll take a timeout. We're at halftime. Streaks lead at 28-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The challenge. See who can find the greatest number of new items at Thorne's. This week, I won. I spotted Wiggles Wags and Whiskers brand leashes and collars right off the bat. And the ones from Premium Tough Lock. My person likes them because they're made in the USA and have a lifetime guarantee. I like them because they make me look cool. My final new item of the day, Jelly Bean Rugs. They're machine washable and super cool. I cannot wait till our next trip. I just love new things.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
It's a look at the official WGIL forecast. 42 we might reach today, drizzle this afternoon. Chance of rain or snow before midnight tonight. And a low of 29. Tomorrow, sun and 42. Tomorrow night, clear skies, low of 25. And sun and 48 on Monday. Clear, low 28 Monday night. Tuesday through Thursday, cloudy, highs mid-30s to upper 30s. Right now, it's 38. And you're listening to Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Stay up to date with the latest sports information. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Streaks lead at 28-15 at halftime. Our halftime stats brought to you by Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Scoring-wise, Streaks, a balanced attack, 9 for Sharon Diggins, 6 for Jessica Lieber, 4 for Myra Diggins, 2 apiece for Sadie Hamilton, Allison Mangieri, and Casey Williams. 3 points for Paige Klink on a three. Two three-pointers, 8 for 14 from the line for the Streaks. Dunlap, 3 points for Lexi Hobbs. Two apiece for Anderson, Morgan, Erickson, and Taiwu. 4 points for Zaz, just 2 for 6 from the line. 1 three-pointer for Dunlap.
Well, turnover battle being won by the Streaks. They have only turned it over 9 times compared to 15 for Dunlap, so it's a +6. For the Streaks, rebounding, Streaks have been out rebounding 27-26, but have an edge 13-10 on the O boards. Both teams shooting it very poorly. Dunlap at only 20%, Streaks 23%. They're 2 of 16 from 3, whereas Dunlap is 1 of 4.
Dunlap with the basketball to start the second half. Gets knocked away at midcourt. They'll inbound again from the near side, just underway second half. 28-15, the Galesburg lead. And it comes stolen away by Sadie Hamilton. Paige Klee gets bumped to midcourt now by Kristen Morgan. That's going to be her third foul. So she's been their primary ball handler along with Hobbs throughout the this game. And she just picked up her third foul, first team foul in the second half.
Streaks getting the bound of the ball to Jessica Lieber as she swings it over to Sadie. Back to Lieber, near side wing.
Now Jessica puts on the floor, goes to the baseline, bounces into Sadie, and the pass was a little bit off the mark. Sadie kind of just tried to one hand to get it back in and didn't get enough on that one. It fell out of bounds, and Dunlap will bring it the length of the court. 7:42 to play here in the third quarter.
Not the best decision right there by Jessica. She tried to one hand that pass down to Sadie. Sadie had a lot of pressure on the high side, so Jessica tried to go low. Unfortunately, Sadie just did not have strong position as Morgan comes down and hits her second basket of the game. She's got 4 now.
Yeah.
Streaks lead goes to 28-17.
Nice pull up for about 10 feet. Paige Klink, right baseline, gets to Sadie Hamilton, run down the right side lane.
Gets
called for the travel. Yeah, Sadie made a nice move and kind of lost the ball, and it came up on her hip, and she just couldn't get stopped and traveled.
Yeah.
Really nice move before that.
Yeah, a very agile move. She crossed over to the left hand to avoid the first defender, and she was going to try to go back behind the back, it looked like, to the right side, and unfortunately just got it stuck on the hip, and as some of the patrons said here, oops, it's Sharon with the steal.
So the Streaks get it back. Sharon Diggins, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson in there with Jessica Lieber. This is Chloe Anderson, right wing to Casey Williams. Gives to Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Hobbs closes out on her. Now it's to Sharon Diggins, right wing. Three-pointer up off the back iron. No rebound. Chloe Anderson lost a handle on it, but a foul is going to be called on Morgan. If it's Morgan, that's her fourth. Or they might say it's going to go against Henson. We'll see. No, it does go against Morgan. That is her fourth foul.
Yeah, Kristen not a Morgan. Good situation there for Coach Garce. He's going to have to bring out of there.
5'2 sophomore, another young. I mean, and Morgan, Kristen Morgan, also just a sophomore, so she'll keep learning as well. Left baseline, Jessica Lieber, three-pointer, that's off the back, no. Rebound comes out long to Sharon Diggins to Jessica Lieber out in the center circle. 6:53 to play, third quarter, Streaks lead 28-17.
Tom, you said this earlier, but the Streaks' hustle in this game has just been so much better. You just feel that they have so much more energy in this game than they did against UT.
Three-pointer out high, right side. Jessica Lieber's off the mark. Rebound tipped away by Casey Williams. I think they're going to call Casey for getting a piece, I think it was Henson there. That'll be the second foul on Casey Williams, first team foul here in the second half. As Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, Danny Teal check in. Chloe Anderson and Sharon Diggins stay on the floor for the Streaks, who have not scored yet here in the second half. They lead 28-17, 6:39 to play third quarter. Hobbs gets behind the Galesburg defense, runs down the right side. No, Danny Teal did a nice job. She came down and slapped the ball. We could hear it up here. That was a slap of leather. Hobbs able to muscle it up and get the shot up and in, and Danny Teal got called for a foul. Wow, that was a good defensive play by Danny. I mean, you could hear there's a big difference between the sound of the hand hitting leather and the hand hitting skin. But Hobbs with a chance at the three-point play. And she converts as the free throw's up and good. She's got 6, make it 28-20 Streaks. Danny Teal, left wing with it, gets to Sadie Hamilton out left of the center circle. Sadie dribbles to the top of the key, now right down the right side lane, splits the defenders, lays it up, and rolls that one in. Almost rolled off too hard, but she got that one to fall. Sadie's got 4, make it 30-20 Streaks. Now a steal by Danny Teal, or rather Chloe Anderson. Her shot gets blocked. Hobbs runs it down the right side. Shot blocked from behind by Sadie Hamilton. What a great defensive play. Now a foul on Henson as she reaches in on Sharon Diggins. Sadie Hamilton did such a nice job. Hobbs passed her up, and Sadie kind of slowed down so she would not make any body contact. She let Hobbs get by her, and as soon as Hobbs went up, Sadie went up from behind her and was able to knock that one away. Henson just picked up her third foul now for Dunlap. Sharon Diggins down the right side lane. Ball knocked away. Paige Klink gets it. Now back to Sharon Diggins on the right baseline. To Danny Teal running down the right side of the lane. She gets bumped and fouled by Kristen Morgan. That's the fouls against Anderson. Michelle Anderson, that's her first. And that is now three team fouls on Dunlap in the second half. Myra Diggins, Allison Mangieri, Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Paige Klink in now for the Streaks. 5:57 to play third quarter, 30-20 Galesburg. Paige Klink inbounds from the right baseline to Jessica Lieber. Back to Paige, three-pointer right baseline. It's off the back iron, no good. Right on target. A little bit long on that one. Hobbs down with a rebound. Long down court pass to Erickson. Bounces underneath for Henson. Shot blocked by Allison Mangieri. Henson in there at 6 foot. Allison Mangieri came flying by and knocked it away and out of bounds. 5:45 to play here in the third quarter. It'll be Erickson to inbound from the right baseline. To Hobbs, top of the key, dribbles right down the right side lane, splits the defenders, and she's going to get Casey Williams. Nice move by Hobbs. She avoided the charge by kind of going around in the air, and Casey Williams kind of slid over under and picks up her third foul. So Lexi Hobbs will go to the free throw line, and obviously here in the second half being a little bit more assertive offensively for Dunlap.
Well, she's going to have to be to have this give this team a chance. Nobody else is really hitting. If you were looking at Zaz, if she could hit some of her inside shots, I have her at 1 for 7. She is 1 for 10 from the field.
Wow.
So if Zaz even shoots 50%, this is a totally different game.
Yeah. First free throw good for Hobbs. Second one away. That one is good as well.
And it's not like she's shooting from very far up either.
Yeah. 5 points in the quarter, 8 for the game for Hobbs. Make it 30-22 Streaks. Casey Williams between the circles. Jessica Lieber out high left side. Goes to the top of the key. Now dribbles right and gets to Paige Klink. Right baseline. Fires a three. That's good. Second of the ball game for Paige Klink. She's got 6 points. Make it 33-22 Streaks. 5:25 to play third quarter. Inbound pass tipped away by Allison Mangieri. Erickson able to run it down. Underneath gets to Taiwu down on the left block. She misses the shot. Rebound Casey Williams for the Streaks. Gives way to Jessica Lieber. She'll bring it across midcourt right of the center circle. Jessica on the dribble, gives to Myra Diggins right baseline. Now Casey Williams right side out high. Now Jessica Lieber top of the key. Paige Klink right wing, fires a three and got it. Two in a row for Paige Klink. She's got 9, make it 36-22 Streaks, 4:58 to play third quarter.
She's such a streaky shooter. When she gets going, though, she can really heat it up, as we saw against UT.
Single-handedly got the Streaks back into that ballgame. Now Erickson traveled with it before she fired the three, and it's up and good. Yeah, and she stopped and she shuffled her feet to get herself set, and Pat Garst calls a timeout after that one. And this is a full timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 4:44 to play in the third quarter. It's Galesburg 36, Dunlap 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It really gives them their life back. It helps them to do the things they want to do without having to worry about embarrassing moments.
Jamie Way, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary, has helped individuals overcome incontinence issues and live lives without incontinence supplies.
It is pelvic floor training, so a lot of people kind of in the area, it's kind of a problem with urinary incontinence. We do exercises just like any other skeletal muscle. It can be strengthened, pelvic floor, to help with the urinary incontinence.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
A fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. Tune in for the Glenn Beck Program. Weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Sadie Hamilton drives down the right side, dishes off to Chloe Anderson on the left side. She lays it up in as that full timeout, and the officials indicated it was a full, ended up being about a 40-second timeout. They blew the horn really quick on that one. Now this is Taiwu down on the right block for Dunlap. Her shot is in and out, no good. Sadie Hamilton with the rebound, 38-25 Streaks. Long down court pass. Sadie tried to get to Chloe Anderson, but Hobbs steals it away, goes to the floor. Now a tie-up, and Chloe Anderson gets it off, laying on her back, got it to Sharon Diggins. Sharon couldn't get the shot to fall. Taiwu down with the rebound. This is Erickson on the dribble down the right side. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Taiwu there with a rebound. Sadie blocked her shot, but she's going to get called for the foul on that one. Brought the arm down on that one. Taiwu didn't really jump, and Sadie kind of came down on top of her.
Who was the first shot by?
Down here, that was Erickson.
Okay.
Morgan Erickson missed the first one. That's the one that Sadie had blocked the first shot there. So Damiola Taiwu goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Streaks 8 black shots in this game.
Off the back iron. You got to watch what she does when she sets up to shoot this free throw. She stops the ball with her right hand. She just holds it in one hand, like kind of up to the side of her head, like she's going to shot put it or something, and then puts the left hand back on to help guide it.
You know, that
kind of interesting form.
What that reminds me of is when you're breaking down your shot when you're real young. Yeah,
that's what it looks like. She's kind of lining it up with that right hand and missed them both. Didn't help. Emma Junk down with a rebound for the Streaks. Now it's Jessica Lieber, also Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Allison Mangieri in for Galesburg. Jessica Lieber on the dribble, gives to Myra Diggins on the right baseline. To Emma Junk out high right side. Jessica Lieber top of the key, dribbles right, gives to Paige Klink on the right baseline, fires the quick three. That one's a little bit short. Rebound to Jessica Lieber. Stops top of the key. She'll fire the three from straight on. That one's too long. And the rebound comes down to Erickson for Dunlap. Now this is Hobbs with it in the backcourt. Picks up and long down court pass to Anderson. Anderson two on one, drives in and traveled. No call, got it off to Daiwu. She missed the shot. Goes over Emma Junk's back for the rebound. Missed again. Zaz gets this one. She goes up and she gets that one to fall.
I'll tell you what, Taiwo and Zaz, if they could hit some baskets, this would be a different game.
Yeah.
Taiwo only one of six from the field. Zaz, again, like I said earlier, she was one of 10. She's now 2 of 11.
Hobbs just got called for a foul trying to block Jessica Lieber at midcourt. That's her second. Five team fouls now on Dunlap. 3:19 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 38-27. Hannah Smith, Sadie Hamilton, Danny Teal, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins in for the Streaks. Sharon with it out high right side. Drives to the baseline. Stops. Gets to Danny Teal right at the free throw line. Now top of the key to Hannah Smith. Hannah dribbles right. Now back out between the circles. Bounces the dribble and gives to Chloe Anderson on the right wing. To Sadie Hamilton, top of the key. Now it's Hannah Smith with it at the top of the key. Right wing, bounced it to Sharon Diggins. Sharon has Sadie posted up, didn't get it to her. Now swings it over to Danny Teal. Now Hannah Smith, top of the key with it between the circles. Picks up and hands to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie dribbles right down the right side of the lane, up off the glass, and too hard, no good. And the rebound, ooh, I thought that went off Zaz last.
It didn't, it went off Danny.
Okay, or Danny Teal, excuse me.
Yeah.
So Dunlap will bring the length of court. Boy, Sadie's had some good moves in there. I don't know if she's expecting contact or expecting maybe a block with the tall Timbers, but just a little bit too hard on a couple of those.
Well, and she's got such a quick first step. You know, nobody expects it because it's so quick.
Now a steal on the inbound, knocked away by Casey Williams and Myra Diggins. Myra comes up with it in the backcourt and gives to Jessica Lieber. Also Rainey Sibley and Paige Klink in. Casey Williams out high left side, gives to Jessica Lieber right wing. She'll drive baseline, leans in, scoops it up, a little bit short, and the rebound's going to go off Taiwu last. And the Streaks will have it down on the right baseline.
Jess is just having one of those nights. She, you know, we've seen her have it a couple times recently, but she's just not hitting anything.
Yeah, and usually, and it's kind of happened the other night as well, usually if she's not hitting the three, she'll penetrate like she has been today, and she'll get those to fall, but hadn't been able to get those to fall with regularity today either. Just a couple of baskets in that second quarter and two free throws to go along with
it. Yeah, 2 of 17 from the field, including 0 of 10 from distance.
Rainey Sibley, three-pointer left wing is long. Rebound comes down to Myra Diggins on the weak side. Gets to Jessica Lieber, right wing. She'll dribble out between the circles and reset for the Streaks. Working against Hobbs. Dribbles left, back out near the center circle. Going to get a five call if we're not careful, and Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout.
Good call right here by the coach to get things reset.
1:58 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead at 38-27 thanks to Galesburg Nissan. They're in downtown Galesburg, North Broad Street, just off the square. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, driving a 2011 certified pre-owned Nissan Altima. Very, very nice car. It's a black one. Great ride out. You get it out on the highway, boy, and this is a car that gets very good mileage, but got some power, too. It's the V6. Very, very nice car. The certified pre-owned's a lot that goes along with those. Including special financing for all 2008 to 2011 certified pre-owned. So talk to them at Galesburg Nissan. They are just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Check out their selection of certified pre-owned. Also, all the new Nissans as well. Very great, reliable vehicles, and they'll run for a long, 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 long time. So whether it's a certified pre-owned or brand new, check out the Nissans. Galesburg Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Left wing, Allison Mangieri to Jessica Lieber out between the circles. Gets a pick from Chloe Anderson. Dribbles right. Stops and gives to Sharon Diggins on the right baseline. Sharon penetrates right side. Leans in. Shot blocked by Zaz. Sadie Hamilton down with the rebound left side. Her shot is blocked by Taiwu, but Jessica Lieber gets the rebound for the Streaks. Now gives to Sadie out between the circles. Left wing, this is Allison Mangieri. To Sharon Diggins, top of the key. Ooh, I thought she was going to take Zaz off the dribble there, but gave it up to Jessica Lieber, and she'll drive right baseline, leans in against Hobbs. Couldn't get that one to fall, and the rebound comes down to Zaz.
So, again, a tough matchup for Jess. They have to go against that much bigger player, and we're going to get a travel call on Lexi Hobbs. That's the 20th turnover now for the
one of those
Eagles.
She kind of picked up because she was going to make the pass immediately, and the passing lane closed down, and she ended up picking up the pivot foot, and the Streaks get it back with 1:20 to play in the third quarter. Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink in for the Streaks.
Kind of like you talked about earlier, I think if I was Coach Garst, I'd be telling Hobbs, you just go ahead and take that. If you get that, you blow up the floor and make the Streaks defense collapse on you.
Yeah.
you're tall enough to pass over the top of it.
Paige Klink, right wing, gives to Sharon Diggins. Top of the key, gets a pick from Myra Diggins. Sharon, three-pointer is nothing but net. That is the second one of the ballgame for Sharon. She's got 12, make it 41-27 streaks. 1 minute to play, third quarter. Anderson across midcourt in the center circle. Dribbles left, cut off by Rainey Sibley. Now gives to Erickson left of the center circle. Swings it to Hobbs, right wing. She'll fire the long three-pointer, and that one is no good. Rebound to Zaz down on the left block. Leans in with a right-handed baby hook, too hard. Myra Diggins rips the rebound away, and Zaz is going to be called for going over the back of Myra Diggins, and that will be the second foul on Liz Zaz, and now 16 fouls on Dunlap with 44.9 to play in the third quarter. Streaks lead 41-27. Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, Chloe Anderson, Paige Klink in for the Streaks.
Tom, if I had Liz Zaz on my team, she'd be doing the mic and drill every day for about an hour.
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. That's what she needs. I don't know if anybody even does that anymore.
Oh, my gosh. It was such a yeah. – I'll tell you what. I mean, I was by no means an all-star or an all-area player, but it definitely helps your ability to get – touch on the ball inside.
Paige Klink, three-pointer left wing is long. Rebound off the hands of Sadie Hamilton. No, they're going to say Hobbs knocked it out last.
We'll take it.
Yeah, I thought Sadie had both hands on it. Hobbs may have got a hand early, but Streaks will get it back with 20 seconds to play. Yeah, well, that's one of those things. I think the problem is that's a fundamental. It doesn't seem like a lot of places are working on fundamentals from what we see.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever did it. We always had to do with that, like, double-sized ball, the one that barely fit in the rim.
Drive by Sharon Diggins down the right side. Can't hit. Tie up on the rebound between Sadie Hamilton and Tywood. No, we didn't. No, we just with the regular ball. But it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't only the big men. We all did that drill.
Well, yeah, we all did it too. Yeah. It definitely helped
me.
But especially
for the bigs, because that's a lot of your shots are going to come from right there. As Jessica Lieber got called for a travel on the far sideline. I thought maybe her heel had stepped out of bounds, but they say she shuffled the feet before she put the ball on the floor. Streaks turned it over with 10.7 to play.
Those that don't know what I'm talking about the bigger ball, a men's size ball, you can actually get two men's size basketballs in the rim at the same time. They make a basketball that's about just the size of the rim that can barely fit in, so you got to hit it right.
Dunlap does a nice job breaking the press that time. Got an easy look. Tewu couldn't hit it. She gets her own rebound and travel with it in the paint, and the Streaks will get it back. Won't have a time to get a shot off. 0.1 to play here in the third quarter. Inbound to Jessica Lieber, and she'll throw from three-quarter court. No good, but the Streaks in control after three. It is Galesburg 41, Dunlap 27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
There are great properties for sale in Galesburg and the surrounding areas that you might not be aware of because they're for sale by owner. If you or someone you know is looking for a different house, go to galesburg.info. Click on keyword FISBO for all the details.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Three quarters in the books from Dunlap. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Dunlap Eagles 41-27. Dunlap with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. In for the Streaks, Allison Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, and Paige Klink. Henson on the dribble out, high on the left side, gets to Erickson on the left wing. Bounces for Hobbs running down the right side. She scooped it up off the glass and got it. Nice move by Hobbs, nice pass from Erickson, make it 41-29 Streaks.
She's obviously not having the same kind of game that we saw up at Thiel, but I'll tell you what, still a very impressive player. Yeah. When she gets the ball in space and she has room to work, I can imagine on that AAU team we were talking about earlier that she is a very productive player because she doesn't have as much on her shoulders.
Paige Klink, three-pointer from straight on is no good, but the rebound comes out long to Jessica Lieber. She drives right baseline, gets inside. Henson gets it up off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped up by Myra Diggins, kept alive, but Erickson comes up with it, gets to Anderson. Anderson down the right side, and Sadie Hamilton blocks it away, then saves it in bounds, but unfortunately Erickson comes up with it, but she throws it away into the backcourt. Allison Mangieri hustling back. And it's picked up by Henson. It's going to be an over and back. What a nice defensive play again by Sadie Hamilton. She not only blocked the shot, it came down. She turned and saved it inbounds, and the Streaks get it back under their own basket. Jessica Lieber will inbound, and the Streaks faithful giving a nice hand to Sadie and the hustle of the Streaks team.
Well, I'll tell you what. You want to know what Sadie's done today defensively? 11 rebounds and 7 block shots.
Wow.
She hasn't really done it scoring. She's only got 4 points, but 11 rebounds, 7 block shots.
Jessica Lieber on the left wing with it on the dribble, penetrates, gets past the defender, scoops it up off the glass and got it. Nice move that time. She's got 8 and make it 43-29 with under 7 minutes to play in the ball game.
We've talked about how Jess has struggled from the field. She's got herself 8 rebounds.
Henson drives down the left side, scoops it up. That one banks in. She's like took away behind her head and just kind of threw that one up there. It was effective, though. It went in.
Well, she needs to find something that works.
And Sharon Diggins, three-pointer, left baseline, bounces off, no good. Rebound to Hobbs on the left side. Lost her balance. Sharon Diggins comes up with a steal, leans in, gets it up, no good. But Henson just picked up her 4th foul. And Sharon Diggins will go to the free throw line with 2 shots. Unfortunately for Hobbs there, and that was probably a good no call. Chloe Anderson had kind of lost her balance and fallen. Hobbs kind of came down on top of her, lost her balance, and that's why Sharon was able to steal the pass away. 6:33 to play in the ball game. 43-31 Streaks. Sharon Diggins at the free throw line.
23 turnovers for the Eagles.
First one is up and good.
Sharon now 2 of 5 from the stripe.
13 points on the afternoon for Sharon Diggins as Allison Mangieri is in there with Paige Klink, Chloe Anderson, Sadie Hamilton. And Sharon at the free throw line for her 2nd. And this one is no good. Rolls off and Zaz has the rebound. Gives it up to Anderson in the backcourt. Anderson picks it up, gets to Zaz in the middle. That's the way you break the press right there. Now it's Hobbs. Hobbs drives down the right side, stops, fakes, puts up the 5-footer, rolls off no good. Zaz keeps it alive, but Sadie Hamilton able to reach out and pull that rebound in.
Well, and that's how Hobbs wants the ball, too. She got that one from Zaz in the middle, and she only had to go a quarter of the way up the floor.
Sharon Diggins, nice move on the right baseline, stops and pulls up with a 6-footer and put it in, make it 46-31 Streaks, 6:03 to play in the ball game. Henson throws it into the backcourt. Yeah, that's going to be an over and back. Henson got across midcourt and just turned and let it fly, and Hobbs tried to do what she did. Pretty good long jump there from
the
backcourt into the front court. She was just inside the volleyball spike line and made it into the front court, but didn't get her feet set. She caught the ball at the ear still, so it was an over and back violation.
Yeah, nothing she can do there, and Henson just, and you could see the whole Dunlap faithful. Henson had gotten herself turned around, and she just kind of looked like she didn't know where she was going with that basketball, and she saw Hobbs coming, so she just gave it to her.
Michaela Alexander checks in. She's a 5'4 junior. She replaces Henson. Sadie Hamilton over the top pass to Sharon Diggins. Ooh, boy, I thought it was Alexander that knocked it away. They're going to say it went off of Sharon last, and that's what Evan Massey's kind of wondering what happened there, but Dunlap's going to bring it the length of the court as we've got a line change as Allison Mangieri, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, and Casey Williams check in for the Streaks.
Well, you can tell you can always tell the size of the difference in the score for the Streaks when Coach Massey doesn't put up much of an argument there. Oh, my gosh!
Jessica Lieber gets in, reaches in, and knocks it away from Hobbs on the layup. And
a great block.
Yeah, that was
she nice got in there. Hobbs had brought it up from the waist, and she just kind of reached around her and just put her hand up on top where the ball was coming, and it got knocked out of bounds.
And now a travel called on Anderson. I thought maybe that after Jessica knocked it away, that maybe it had gone off the legs of Hobbs, but they said that it went out on Jessica. But a turnover anyway as Anderson travels out by the top of the key. 5:43 to play. Streaks lead 46-31. This is Casey Williams out high on the left side. Swings it to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. She'll drive baseline, leans in against Hobbs.
Ooh.
Shot partially blocked, I believe, by Hobbs. And
looked like there was a lot of body, too.
Yeah, I thought so, too. There was kind of a bump there as she went up. Erickson gets it on the right block to Henson, and she puts it up. And now the same contact with a body down there, but Henson's going to go to the free throw line. Who's the foul going to go against?
It's going to go against Allison, and it was an accidental bump on Allison, too. She was just running down the floor and then realized that the person she was running at was stopping and then tried to pull up, and it was too late at that point.
So Brianna Henson, 6-foot freshman, goes to the free throw line with 2 shots, so she's a lefty. I hadn't noticed that throughout the game. She made the first. I couldn't really tell by the way she was shooting early on, but puts the first free throw in. That's her first point of the ball game. Make it 46-32 Streaks, 5:26 to play in the ball game.
We haven't seen her sister, have we?
No, she's one of them that's actually
Oh, that's
hurt.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
She got had surgery on her ankle, Coach Garz told me. Brianna Henson hits both. Now Paige Klink, 3-pointer right wing, is off the back iron. Rebound kept alive by Hobbs, and now Henson runs it down on the sideline and gives way to Erickson. Erickson puts it on the floor, back to Henson. She'll bring it across midcourt in the center circle. Gets to the free throw line. DeZaz actually knocked away by Myra Diggins, but Anderson comes up with it. Now this is Erickson. DeZaz, but it's knocked away again by Myra Diggins. Ball goes to the floor. Erickson comes up with it for Dunlap. DeZaz down on the left block and missed the easy shot. Rebound to Myra Diggins for the Streaks. I don't know how she missed that one because Casey Williams had gone after the pass initially or gone for the fake, and so she had a wide open shot. Now a nice defensive play by Hobbs, knocked it away from Jessica Lieber, but it goes out of bounds. Streaks will have it back on the far sideline.
But a great play by Casey. You know, we've talked about Casey early in the season was getting a lot of fouls called because she was in bad spots. Right there, she got herself in a bad spot because she did go for the steal and got kind of to the side and behind Zaz. And instead of doing what she did earlier in the year, which is jump up and try to block the shot and cause the foul, she kind of just put her hand up and let her go by her.
Jerron Diggins, three-pointer from the left baseline is up, and that is good. They get 49-33 Streaks. 4.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Ball gets free. Now Taiwu runs it down in the center circle. Erickson down the right side. Stops, knocked away from behind by Anna Smith. Couldn't reel it in, though, and Dunlap will have it back on their own right baseline. 4:28 to play in the ballgame, 49-33 Streaks.
Yeah, good quick hands right there by Hannah Smith. Unfortunately, she just was not able to gather that basketball.
Henson has it at the free throw line, gives to Hobbs on the left wing. She'll penetrate now, scoops up the runner, took an extra step there. The shot's no good. Rebound tipped up and out of bounds by Taiwu. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 4:20 to play in the ballgame.
Dunlap faithful, not happy with that call, but I thought it was pretty clear that Taiwo was the one that knocked that one out of bounds.
Sadie had gone up after it, and then Taiwo got the hand on and knocked it out. Sadie Hamilton in the center circle.
Dribble.
Yeah, she was kind of standing there straddling the midcourt line. Don't want to get a 10-second call there. Now, it's Chloe Anderson to Hannah Smith to Sadie running down the right side of the lane. She establishes herself and kind of gathered herself, and she puts it up and in. She's got six, and they get 51-33 Streaks. I believe this 18 is the biggest lead of the ball game, isn't it?
Yes.
Now Henson running down the left side. Her runner is no good. Rebound, Sadie Hamilton. Outlet to Hannah Smith. Ball got knocked away. Hannah gets it back. And the Streaks with a 51-33 lead, 3:44 to play in the ballgame. Jerron Diggins drives right baseline. Shot is no good. Chloe Anderson, weak side rebound. Can't get the shot to fall. Taiwu with a rebound. Now Hobbs has it in the backcourt on the dribble, gets bumped by Chloe Anderson. That'll be the second foul on Chloe. 16 fouls now on the Streaks with 3:33 to play in the ballgame. And Hobbs will inbound from the far sideline of midcourt as we have a line change for the Streaks. It's Emma Junk, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, and Paige Klink checking in for Galesburg. Erickson to inbound. And it's knocked away by Emma Junk, but Taiwu runs it down, but she loses the handle. Jessica Lieber with it, runs down the right side, leans in up off the glass and got it.
That's a good-looking play by Jessica.
She's got 10 now, make it 53-33. 20-point lead now for the Streaks. Henson across midcourt right side on the dribble. Spins into the paint, stops, pulls up with a 10-footer. It's good. Nice move.
Even a better-looking move from the big girl there.
The freshman, Brianna Henson. We saw her do that up at our place. She had a move like that where she brought it all the way down. We were surprised at how good a ball handler she was for a 6-foot freshman. Jessica Lieber kicks out right wing. Paige Klink, three-pointer, good! That is her fourth of the ballgame. That's two games in a row with 4 3-pointers for Paige Klink, 56-35 Streaks. Henson runs it down the left side, lays it up, no good. Rebound tipped up by Emma Junk. Jessica Lieber gets it, and from her back, try to get it to Paige Klink, but it's knocked away by Anderson out of bounds. Streaks will bring it from midcourt.
Well, unfortunately, Emma's got to get her hands on that basketball. She kind of just jumped up and slapped at it, and she did keep it alive, but she's got to – I want to see her get in the weight room, get a little stronger, and be able to pull that ball down with aggression.
In for the streak, Sadie Hamilton. She's got it on the left wing. Spins in, kicks out to Chloe Anderson, and she was going to shoot the three, but Taiwu closed out on her, and she dribbled it as she was in the air. I guess that's a good play. She didn't turn it over. Didn't come back down with it.
Presence of mind right there by Chloe. Very impressive.
Now a three from Hannah Smith. Right wing is no good, but runs down her own rebound. Left baseline, Danny Teal with a step back three from Danny is good. Now the Streaks are starting to line it up. Danny Teal with a three and make it 59-35 Streaks, 2:14 to play in the ball game.
Eight
threes for the Streaks. Now this is Erickson, 10-footer from the right wing is up and good. Nobody got out on her. Morgan Erickson puts it up and in, make it 59-37 Streaks, under 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Left wing, Danny Teal with it, and Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout. I think it's more just to get five new players in. Jessica Lieber. Well, you know, Myra Diggins, Casey Williams, and then Carly Wiegand and Marissa Miller in for the first time this afternoon.
I just saw Rainey get up, and she was kind of still holding that hip. I wonder if that's still bothering her to the point where, you know, it's kind of slowed her up in this game, because she hasn't had the impact that we normally see her have defensively. She's made a couple real good plays, don't get me wrong, but just usually the way she plays is just very very dynamic, and we haven't seen that as much in this one.
59-37 Streaks lead, 1:55 to play in the ball game. Galesburg High boys basketball coming up later on here on WGIL and WGIL.com. They'll be at Blue Island Eisenhower up in the south suburbs of Chicago.
Are they still playing the system?
Eisenhower, I don't know. Yeah, I think they just started it last year.
Yeah.
So, well, it didn't look much like the system when I watched the game, but Casey Williams, top of the key with it to Jessica Lieber on high right side. Now swings it to Marissa Miller, left wing. Casey Williams, top of the key. Bounces on the floor, carried it, no call, got away with that one. Dunlap faithful didn't like that. Now Carly Wiegand throws up a three, in and out, no good from the right wing. And the rebound comes down to Chloe Henson. Oh, that is the other. I guess that's not the one that was hurt. Chloe Henson is in, 5'8 junior. It was Haley Haynes is the other one that was hurt from the sophomore team. So there's the other Henson with the ball now. Now she'll swing it over on the left side to Alexander. Now top of the key. This is, that's an unknown player. 32 we don't have on our roster. She's up off the sophomore team. Well, they don't have a 32 on the sophomore roster either. Now Wiegand loses the ball. Coming up with it is Kristen Perkinson.
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess it's on the scoreboard. If I can't really see. Can you see? Maybe not.
Nope. Actually, I don't. I see a 30, and it goes up to 35 and 44. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, right baseline, this is Alexander. Now Henson out high on the right side. Swing it left side to, there's another one that's not on the roster, number 15. Well, I know he's moved some other players up because he had the injuries. Shot no good by Alexander, and Myra Diggins down with a rebound. Gives to Jessica Lieber, 44 seconds to play. Carly Wiegand with it out high on the right side. Swing it to Marissa Miller, left wing. Fires a three. Bounces off, no good. And the rebound down to Alexander for Dunlap with 33 seconds to play. And she got tripped up in the backcourt by Jessica Lieber, and no foul call. Now the ball gets knocked out of bounds on the sideline. I think Myra Diggins got a hand on it last. She's got a smile on her face, and it goes back to Dunlap with 29.2 seconds to play. Michaela Isley checks in for the Streaks, as does Emma Junk, also for the first time this season in the varsity game. We've got, there's a shot.
Well, let's hope only people we know score. Perkinson hit that one.
Perkinson, so that's her first basket.
So 39-59, Streaks lead drops to 20. We're under 16, now under 15 to go, and the Streaks turn it over.
Believe, who is that? That is, I believe it's, is it Kirsten Boydston that's out there? The sophomore, I believe that's who it is for the Streaks. Left wing, this is Henson, drives baseline, 8 seconds to play. In the paint it goes to one of the unknown players. She's puts it up and puts it in for 2, 1 second to play. And the Streaks win it here this afternoon, pick up their 24th win of the season. Final score, Galesburg 59, Dunlap 41. Good effort from the Streaks here this afternoon at Dunlap, and a good way to head toward the end of the season here, as they've got one more regular season game. It'll be senior night coming up Thursday night against the Washington Panthers at John Thiel Gym. We'll come back with our post-game show. We get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win at 59-41. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streak girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Sharing the family's bathroom is just an annoyance of my past. Now I'm pampered like royalty in the new doggy spa at Thorns. Ear treatment, facial, pedicure, bobby pan or shampoos make me smell delicious. Followed with a quick blow off with the Metro Force blow dryer. A professional look and a minimal cost. This place rocks.
For just $12, you get full use of the dog wash facilities and supplies.
Thorns Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock, with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
It's a look at the official WGIL forecast. 42 we might reach today. Drizzle this afternoon. Chance of rain or snow before midnight tonight. And a low of 29. Tomorrow, sun and 42. Tomorrow night, clear skies, low of 25, and sun and 48 on Monday. Clear, low 28 Monday night, Tuesday through Thursday, cloudy, highs mid-30s to upper 30s. Right now, it's 38, and you're listening to Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Dunlap High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks win it this afternoon. 59-41, the final score. Good game for the Streaks. Good way to get back on the winning track with just one regular season game to play. Coming up again Thursday night at John Field Gym. It'll be senior night, so it'll be an emotional night, and they'll host the Washington Panthers. And that's, I guess, one of the good things about it being a non-conference game and in many ways a meaningless game, is that the senior night is always a very emotional night. And sometimes you can come out flat on a night like that, so you'd rather have it. Well, a prime example, the Moline game last year, you know, a game with a chance to win the conference. And, you know, it makes it a little bit tougher when it's going to be an emotional game anyway. So, fortunately, a game, not that it's a meaningless game, because you want to get a win to end up the regular season heading toward the regional. You want to play well. But, you know, it'll be an emotional night, being senior night. And they'll host the Washington Panthers once again. Good game for the Streaks here, 59-41, the final score. Again, Galesburg High boys at Blue Island Eisenhower. That one's scheduled for 6:30, 6:10 for the pregame with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. The Illinois Fighting Illini coming up tomorrow here on the radio. They'll play host to the Northwestern Wildcats at Assembly Hall. That'll be a 1:30 pregame and a 2 o'clock tip-off right here on WGIL. So the Streaks move to 24-5 on the season. Dunlap drops to 11-13. They've got two more regular season games coming up next week against Limestone and Pekin before they open regional play a week from Monday up at, same regional we're at, up at Rock Island. They'll take on the Rocks in the first game of that one. Still not sure, except for the fact that Rocky must have wanted the extra day's rest, that they're playing Monday night. Our game is Tuesday night. You would think you put the games in the big gym, you pay, have both teams play on Tuesday night. You play Tuesday, Thursday, or Monday, Thursday, either way, and have all four teams there. You have a bigger crowd. But they want to play in the small gym. They want the extra day's rest, so they play Monday. And, hopefully this Dunlap team can give them some problems. You know, and it's a case, you said it, Eric, if Zaz hits some of those easy shots, even Let's see. Henson early on and Taiwu, they hit some of those easy shots. They're right in a game with somebody. As we're joined now by Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post game. Our post game coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks win at 59-41. Nice game this afternoon, coach. And, you know, one of the fun things to watch is your girls were back at it. You see them winning those battles for the loose ball and just kind of everywhere. Even though you had a slow start offensively, but, you know, once you got things going, scored a couple of baskets, forcing turnovers and you know, winning a lot of the loose ball battles.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the biggest thing that was noticeable today is that we had greater energy than they did. On Thursday night, I think UT was a step quicker than us. Tonight, we were definitely a step quicker than them. We didn't shoot well early, but we didn't get frustrated and hung in there. So it was a good game for us after Thursday to kind of get back and, you know, get a good feeling about ourselves.
And you know, like you say, didn't shoot the ball well early, but you did the same thing as you did the other night in that the shots weren't coming from the perimeter, so you got it down inside. Girls were penetrating. Difference was shots weren't falling the other night when you did that, but you were able to finally get some to fall this afternoon when you were getting those good looks, and that just kind of opens everything up for you.
Yeah, I thought, you know, they're deceptive. They've got nice size inside. I'm afraid yeah. that they probably aren't seniors. I hope the big kid is a
freshman and sophomore.
That's not good. That's not good.
Yeah, Hobbs is the only senior, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that because they're big kids. Yeah. They made it tough for us as far as finishing inside. We could get it inside. We had trouble finishing because they're good. They're long arm kids in what they're doing. But it was nice for us to be able to play against a team that's playing man to man, and in a non conference setting, they haven't had the time to do all sorts of scheming. So for us, you know, I think we played with a little more freedom in terms of what we were doing. That the game was slower maybe than we would like it to be, but. Boy, I thought the one position with Paige and Sharon, you know, the two of them combined for, what, 30 points?
Yes.
At that position. So you think about it, Paige played a little bit of one, some as a one, but otherwise, you know, what gets lost in it is sometimes of how many points you can get from a particular position, and that position was a good one for us today.
Well, defensively, obviously you did some nice things on the press, causing some turnovers, but even in there against the two big girls, Sadie and Casey Williams, and Casey's just really starting to come into her own, especially defensively. She did the other night up at UT with five blocks and some really key defensive plays. Same thing here today against a couple of six-footers in there, and they just did such a nice job of not avoiding the contact and getting some good blocks and really good defensive plays in there.
Yeah, I mean, Casey's somebody as a freshman, you know, the position she's playing. I thought today, like, I think she had a nice assist. And at the back of the press, she is athletic. She doesn't yet understand what exactly she wants to do all the time. I think in another year where she's, more comfortable in that position, I think you'll end up seeing her get a lot more steals where she'll bait people in two-on-one situations and get things. But, yeah, Casey's been a good rebounder for us in the last 10 games and has made a difference for us that way. Hannah Smith had struggled earlier, and today was a solid game for her, you know, no turnovers and got us into some things offensively, and I think she picked up a steal too.
Well, one of the things also that defensively that they presented that helps prepare you for some good teams is having Hobbs out there guarding Jessica Lieber, guarding Hannah, as you said, and them not turning the ball over. She's a very good defender, long arms, quick hands, and she poked it away.
They did, and, you know, I think, you know, what I said to Jess, I liked Jess today where when she was driving, I don't think she was driving to draw a foul. She was driving to score.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Sharon, driving to score and not worry if you get a block. But, you know, I'm sure down at the other end, I didn't focus that the same thing was happening with us on defense. But you know, it was one where it's puzzling that the officials really didn't seem concerned about protecting shooters at all.
No, they did not. Well, congratulations on the victory. Senior night coming up on Thursday night. Hopefully, I'm sure there's going to be a huge crowd at John Thiel Gym. Always an emotional night, but looking to have a really good time Thursday night.
Yeah, and hopefully a good crowd out there. And the neat thing, as I told our girls, is, you know, we win that game and we'll finish one game better than we did a year ago in the regular season. And I would not have seen that coming, and I don't think the girls would have either. And so they've had a great season in terms of what they've accomplished. If you look, there are a lot of games where they pulled off the upset, and there aren't many games where you look that they've been flat. So it's been a good season, and we can kind of put a finish on it on Thursday, and that would be quite an achievement, finish 25-5 on the year.
You bet. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you Thursday. That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on our post-game show. Streaks win it here this afternoon. 59-41 was the final score. We will come back and take a look at our final statistics. Coming up next, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.